doesn't get too much better, does it, really, than a big FA Cup tie on the TV, thousands in the stadium?
Yeah, this is the sort of stage you want to be playing at, and the opportunity to obviously play against a Premier League side is always a real positive for us playing League One football. So everyone's relishing the opportunity and they can't wait to get out there.
And I know you weren't involved in the original tie, but you can take plenty of heart, can't you, as a group, as a collective, from what you did at West Brom?
Yeah, definitely. I heard a lot of stuff there and the boys did absolutely fantastic to come back into the game. And you look at the game on Saturday as well, it showed real heart from the team to stick with it. We had 9 men for a good 15 minutes near the end of the game, but it shows that there's a real good sort of team effort here and everyone's sort of thriving to push to the top. So everyone's doing really well and we can definitely take that into the game on Wednesday.
Yeah, was that the case after the original tie on the Monday when everyone was back in training? Was there a real buzz?
Yeah, there was a massive buzz. The boys went to the Hawthorns and got a 2-2 draw against a Premier League side. So that took us into the weekend, helps massively there. And I'm sure the boys will be ready when it comes to Wednesday.
Yeah, that final 10 minutes to get back into the game and then seemingly you were out of the game again and then to get back into it and get the point, it was such a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I actually couldn't get to the game, the West Brom away game, because obviously the concussion, but I was watching it on the TV and I couldn't believe it with Jeff Stelling saying goal, goal everywhere. But no, the boys did really good and they've come out of it very well as well. And there's a lot of positives to take from that game as well as the game on Saturday.
Yeah, and of course, there's a real chance, isn't there, to take what you've done in the FA Cup. And I guess we saw it to a certain extent on Saturday, but to use that momentum and to use it in the league.
Yeah, when you've got momentum, you want to carry that going. And the boys have got a lot of it at the moment. The morale is very high. They're confident as well, which is always a good thing. And they're not sort of looking at this game on Wednesday as a daunting task. They're looking at it as a chance to play against a top Premier League side and in front, like you said, millions of people on TV. It's an opportunity for them to showcase their skills and maybe you never know what can happen in the future.
Yeah, and with your concussion, all completely back to normal now because you took one heck of a bang.
Yeah, it's all back to normal now. Some people would disagree with me, but I definitely feel like I'm back to myself. But it's good to get back in with the boys training and I've missed it in a way. Even though you have a couple of days out, you still miss it and it's good to be back in with them.
Yeah, for how many days afterwards did you feel particularly bad? Did it take a little while to get right?
Well, it happened on the Tuesday. I went into the hospital. They sort of said you can go home and had the Wednesday off. Thursday, I couldn't drive. I had to get the train up here and they did sort of the scat testing they have to do, which is a protocol part of the FA. And had the weekend off then. And I was sort of running again on Monday, Tuesday, training Tuesday with the lads. So it was quite a quick turnaround. But like you said, it was a big hit. And the thing with those ones, you can't take them lightly. So it was very precautionary in that.
Well, it's a good job that you're back because obviously with the suspensions from the weekend, it's going to be a little bit different in terms of defence. It's going to have to change around a bit.
Yeah, I'm absolutely gutted for Michael Smith and Rico. Absolutely gutted. They were the two probably standout players in the FA Cup, the last game against West Brom. And for them to miss out on the game, it's tough. But then now it's down to us for them to be able to play in the next round of the away at Reading. So it's up to us as a team to get together for those boys and I'm sure they'll be supporting us on the night and getting behind us.
Yeah, it's the nature of football, isn't it? Highs and lows, playing a big part in the previous game, missing out for this one. And as you say, I suppose you want to do it so they can play a part in the next one.
Yeah, you can't sort of take that for granted. Those boys have put an absolute shift in at the Hawthorns and it's now I missed out on the game. It's now my turn to put in that shift for them. And likewise with the other boys that come into the game due to the suspensions. And the boys, like I said, out there in training look really sharp. The morale's really high and everyone's really confident going into the game.